I don't know if you would like to say a few words. We have a translation from Portuguese to English. Would you like to?
I'd just like to add my welcome on behalf of the European Defence Committee for you to the Portuguese Parliament. I know you've also met with the Secretary of State for European Affairs, and we'll go on to the subject matter of the meeting after, Mr. Chairman.
We are willingness to build a relationship with Western Europe and the European Union with stronger ties, and we are we feel as your allies in this endeavor, because you have your country had a very troubled history, and we are very happy to see that you are now joining the European family in an increasing autonomous way. We know how that we all carry the weight of history, and it has been very, very painful in your region for many of you, not only for Georgia, but for others of your neighbors. But I think the strongest and the most important message we would like to leave to you, and is to welcome you with enthusiasm to your family, to your natural family, which is the European one, and as fellows and European brothers, it's really a great it's an opportunity for you to take this message and to take it to Georgia, that from the westernmost part of Europe, we are very happy to welcome you as our strategic partner and fellow Europeans. But please, now I'll give you the floor to all of you. I think we should all have the opportunity to speak. Unfortunately, you'll have to speak in English.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much. Thank you for these very kind words. It is for us an honor to be in the Parliament, to meet with you. At the outset, I would like to, on behalf of our delegation, express our gratitude for the ratification of the association agreement, which has taken place on Friday last week. We highly appreciate this move and express our gratitude to you. You know that Georgia is, as you correctly mentioned, the part of Europe. Georgia always used to be the genuine part of Europe, and now we are moving on this way of getting closer to the European family, to rejoining the European family. And on this particular path, the challenges for us are very, very high and very difficult. You know that currently Georgia's 20% are under Russian occupation, and we face still the problems with our northern neighbor. But at the same time, we are looking forward for the Riga Summit, which will be the milestone of our relations with the European Union. We will, we hope that by the Riga Summit, the most of the EU member states will have the association agreement already ratified, and Georgia will be given a strong, clear message at the same time about our future, about our future cooperation with the European Union. By signing the association agreement, Georgia already confirmed that it sees its development within the European area. We are looking forward for our deeper political association and economic cooperation with the European Union. And we had today very fruitful meetings at your Ministry of Justice, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the Ministry of Internal Affairs, and discussed all the relevant issues which are currently going on in my country. Just briefly to inform who we are the Intergovernmental Task Force team responsible for the Visa Liberalization Action Plan in Georgia, representing different authorities, ministries, and agencies, all who are in charge of the whole process. We finished successfully, finalized successfully the first phase, and then we are now in the process of the elaboration for the second phase. All the assessment missions have been to Georgia, and now we hope that the final report of the European Commission, which will be tabled on 11th or on 18th of May, this year, will be positive and will give us additional impetus for Georgians to and show us that the Europeanization of Georgia delivers. And we consider this as a joint project. We consider this as co-ownership, as it was mentioned today, and it will be really a milestone for us. Therefore, the Riga Summit is the place where Georgia awaits very positive positive signals from the European Union. And first of all, with regard to the visa liberalization, as you know, Moldova, among the Eastern European partners, received this benefit 1 year, or also 1 year ago, and now I think that Georgia has also successfully fulfilled all the necessary requirements and achieved successful progress in this regard. So we very much hope that it was reconfirmed today at the same time that Portugal stands with us in this very difficult period. And we hope that through your support, we'll have good results and achieve the positive development. And if I may, just a few words about one of our most important goal. At the same time, we'd like to note that signing of association agreement is not our final goal with the relations in the relations with the European Union. We would like to become a member. We understand that it will not happen overnight, but we are preparing for us for the most closest possible cooperation, and the perspective of the integration should be also given to Georgia in our understanding. This is very in brief. We are very glad to be meeting you today, and we are also very glad that our bilateral relations are deepening and growing in a good manner. Today I proposed the State Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Masaes, Bruno Masaes, to open a representation of the Portuguese Republic in Georgia. It would be, I think, the rational, logical continuation of the excellent bilateral relations between our countries, and we would highly welcome to have at least the charge d'affaires or representative of your government to Georgia. Thank you very much. Of course, all my colleagues will present themselves and also speak, elaborate about what they're if needed, of course. Thank you. All of us, without all the. Mr. Ambassador Georgi Gorgiladze, I think you know him very well. yes, Eka Machavarian, she's the head of the International Relations Department at the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Georgi Jashi is Executive Secretary of the State Commission on the Migration. Nino Sananze is our counselor at the Embassy of Georgia. Nino Sarashvili is the head of the International Relations Department at the National Personal Data Protection Agency, and Mamuka Samharadze is the National Agency for Data Public Security Development Agency. So these are the some agencies and authorities who are in charge of the visa liberalization action plan, and we actually are traveling from one capital to another, to the EU member states, and are asking them to put us additional questions in addition to the assessment missions, what they might have, to convince them that Georgia has really done a lot, that Georgia is moving forward, and we think that everything has been done very well. We are really very much confident that this technical part of the visa liberalization action plan has been achieved. And now what remains, of course, to wait, first of all, to wait for the EU recommendation by the end, in 2 months' time, actually. And afterwards, the political decision will follow. And we hope that this political decision will be positive, and Georgians will be given this right to travel free to the Schengen area and to Europe. At the same time, of course, I cannot avoid the most painful issue that the visa liberalization is seen by Georgian side also that's very important incentive with regard to the occupied territories of Georgia, since after the visa liberalization, the Georgian passports will become more attractive for the residents of those occupied territories in Abkhazia and Tsikhinvali region, South Ossetia, and it will promote the conciliation between those citizens and the rest part of Georgia. As you might be aware, Russia is continuing its aggressive stance towards eastern neighbors, particularly Ukraine, Georgia, and Moldova. Actually, since 2008, Russia did not change its policy towards our country, countries, and we now face with full-fledged creeping annexation of both those territories. Russia creeping annexation of those territories, of our parts, Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Yes, they conducted so-called treaties of integration, and in one case, integration strategic partnership, and in other case, integration of alliance and integration in the other case. There are slight differences, but both so-called treaties envisage full-fledged annexation and incorporation of those parts of Georgia into the Russian sphere of influence, mainly through social, economic, political, but at the same time, military and security terms. They are, till today, they are building the barbed wire fences on the occupation line, they are digging trenches, and nothing has changed in this regard. So the situation is very grave. Actually, this is the same policy Russia is following in the Ukraine, in Crimea, and in eastern Ukraine. This is, at one point, we see that what happened in Crimea, this is a continuation of the policy of Russia since 2008, when they invaded Georgia and occupied our parts. But at the same time, we think that Russia is especially aggressive towards the Eastern European those Eastern European partners who did not stop or did not hold their approximation towards European Union. I very often say that the closer the Georgia gets to the European Union, the higher the walls on the occupation line are growing. So this artificially and encirclement of those parts in the 21st century really is very sorrowful. And currently we are in this situation. Please, just yes, I wanted to just to thank you once again for the strong stance towards the non-recognition policy, which is very important, which become very, also utmost important after the Crimea scenario and after what Russia did in Ukraine. And of course, unlawful changing of borders in Europe in 21st century should not be accepted. And the European countries should be united in this regard. Russia should be held responsible for the actions she's doing towards its neighbors. And they should be always reminded. We were told today that because of the developments in Ukraine, somehow the Georgia is becoming overshadowed, and we would like to kindly ask you and all our friends not to allow this to happen. Georgia should always remain on the agenda while speaking with Russians. Georgia should be never forgotten, because on the ground nothing has changed. Politically, on the contrary, we have an aggravated security situation on the ground, and as I said already, we have the signs of full-fledged annexation of our parts. So it's a difficult time, but nevertheless, the time has never been easy in the European Union, but we're still determined to continue our closest possible cooperation with the European Union. We are still very much determined to be a very reliable partner of Europe, and we are reliable partners of Europe. We participate in common security and defense policy of the European Union and Central Republic, and we will continue to do so. We are also very actively working in frames of NATO, and we are looking forward for the fulfillment of this substantial package which was given to Georgia at the World Summit. And this recent survey conveyed 10 days ago, exactly 10 days ago, showed once again that even among the associated states, Georgia is absolute exception, because the more than 80% of the population still very strongly supports Georgia's European and Euro-Atlantic path. So this must be correctly understood and seen from the European Union as well. So this is in very brief. If you would like some elaborations, we are more than glad to.
For your speech, I'd like to ask you some points. First, you say 80% of the Georgian population is in favor of the European path of Georgia. Do you have what's the political situation, internal situation? Do you have pro-Russian minorities big? Or secondly, I didn't understand why the visa liberalization plan would ease the relationship with South Ossetia and Abkhazia. I'd like to ask you also this. Do the citizens there have Russian passports or own passports or double passports? How would it be? That's a question I wanted to ask you. And thirdly, well, I would like just to say that Portugal has traditionally had an open stance toward, and surely you are in the forefront in the Caucasus of this movement toward the European, so I wish to wish you all the best luck. Surely we also need this kind of approximation. Those are the questions I'd like to ask you. I don't know if perhaps you want to give the floor to other.
I don't know if any other members would like to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Minister, to all the delegations, it's a pleasure to receive you here at the Portuguese Parliament. And the ambassador is a good friend of ours. And just wanted to salute your president and sign it out as important it is. Portugal has a tradition of receiving well, but more than that, being friends to all of those that are defenders of freedom, of liberty, and justice, and I assume that you are. I was engaged with the report here at the Parliament of the Association and Agreement with the EU, and what I read by then and what I had to write down was felt not only by myself but by the entire Commission here, the Foreign Affairs Committee that approved unanimously the report, because we feel that it's important to support politically all your efforts. You are a door at this point at the East, a door for freedom, for you are fighters for freedom, you could say so. You have been, well, you could say almost massacred since several years ago from the approach to other countries that don't know how to behave with third countries or third parts. We are quite aware what happened to you in 2008. It's happening again. I agree with your analysis. It's happening again because the way that others feel the respect for the borders of the countries that want to be free and want to be sovereign are different of what we think and feel. So the report that was done here and was approved, the agreement, the resolution of the Parliament from last Friday, was also a sign to say that we support your fight, we support your efforts. We are quite aware of all of the efforts that have been done by Georgia to get closer to Europe, and so I believe, as in the Portuguese tradition, but more than that, as all of us that are here and agree on the efforts that you have done in all fields, not only in the international field, but in the national field also, to change the country, that you can continue to count with Portugal, not just now, but of course in the future, and we would be glad to support your effort to be a member of the EU. Even if, as you said, it will not happen from one day to another. Of course, there are a lot of dossiers that had to be closed before that. There are a lot of things that have to be done. But of course, there's a political view on that, and you, on that field, can count on us. Thank you very much for your visit.
Thank you. I'd like to give the floor to Vitorino Canes, who is a member of the Portuguese Socialist Party, which means the center-left party. You can either speak in Portuguese or in English, as you wish.
Okay, thank you, you very much.
You have
I will,
translation, don't you?
I will try to speak in. I will speak
make an effort, please.
In Portuguese, because we have translation. Queria em nome. Oh, yes, please. I forgot
you have
to.
Give them a moment, please.
I think it will be channel 2. Yeah. I'm sorry for all these troubles, but sometimes we like to speak in Portuguese in our Portuguese Parliament. Queria começar por saudar a delegação da Geórgia em nome do Partido Socialista. E queria começar também por vos dizer que sempre que visito, já visitei algumas vezes a Geórgia e fico sempre muito impressionado, creio que isso continua a ser assim, fico sempre muito impressionado por ver na entrada do Parlamento da Geórgia a bandeira da Geórgia e a bandeira da União Europeia, que é algo que nem todos os países da União Europeia fazem. É algo que nem todos os países da União Europeia usam fazer, mas penso que é uma boa demonstração do fervor e do desejo da Geórgia de aderir à União Europeia, mesmo a uma União Europeia com os problemas que tem, os problemas internos que tem atualmente, fase relativamente conturbada e instável que vai vivendo e que, entre outras coisas, não permite que a política do alargamento seja desenvolvida com a mesma intensidade e a mesma dinâmica com que foi desenvolvida há uns anos atrás, permitindo, nessa altura, a entrada de mais, de bastantes outros Estados-membros do leste da Europa. Creio que, não sendo previsível uma adesão a breve trecho, pelo menos esta aproximação através do levantamento de vistos, é óbvio que deve ser efetuada e creio que no Parlamento português e em Portugal só encontrarão apoio a isso, dos vários partidos, não falo por todos, mas seguramente que da parte do Partido Socialista encontrarão todo o apoio no sentido de que tudo o que seja facilitar, estreitar as relações entre a União Europeia e a Geórgia deve ser praticado. E, portanto, a questão dos vistos é algo de óbvio. Para além desta saudação que vos faço, queria deixar-vos a questão, não sei se já foi respondido, eu cheguei um bocadinho tarde, já estava a reunião a decorrer, mas queria deixar-vos a questão de quais é que são, neste momento, os principais impedimentos a um levantamento integral dos vistos. Falou aí de questões que eu compreendo, natureza prática, por causa da Ossétia e da Abcásia, da questão do controle depois e dos problemas que isso pode trazer, mas para além desses problemas, quais é que são, neste momento, os principais impedimentos e também, já agora, quais os principais países criarem obstáculos à liberalização dos vistos de nacionais da Geórgia em relação à sua entrada na União Europeia. Muito obrigado.
Please, Minister, you have another opportunity to.
Thank you very much for this quarter questions. I'll try to start from the beginning with regard to the support of the population. I forgot to mention that, that we are currently fighting at the same time also the growing Russian propaganda, as you correctly mentioned. In the regions of Georgia, the Russian sponsored and financed NGOs are becoming very strong, and they are playing exactly on the failure of the whole process. They are portraying the integration of Georgia to the European Atlantic integration as a no-go project, and they are portraying it as the debt from the beginning. So they try to diminish the amount of support. But we say that time is playing against us, so we don't have too much time. Therefore, every single day is very important. That's why we are looking very much forward to the Riga Summit, and we hope that it will bring the tangible result. It will give one step forward to the whole process. Yes, we are nevertheless we are aware of these problems, and that Georgia is not alone in this fight. All Eastern European partners have faced the same propaganda from the Russian side, so we are also very well aware of all the threats emanating from it. Why
does that propaganda work? Where does it
come from?
I didn't take with me, but next time we will be traveling to our partner countries, we will take the journals and high quality journals that they are distributing in the regions of Georgia, with mainly where the mainly ethnical minorities are living in our country. You know that we are multi ethnical country, and in many cases people. On the adjacent to the our neighboring adjacent territories, that they live some population who are not speaking in Georgian language, so they are given the Russian high quality journals where very professionally is explained why Georgia is not absolutely interested for the NATO or for the European Union. And we know that recently Mr. Chizhov, ambassador to Brussels, to the European Union, mentioned that Ukraine and Georgia will not receive anything in Riga. So, by doing so, they are trying to change the mood in the population, to say that all the traditions, that the Georgian genuine traditions, will be preserved only by Russia, since Russia is the single country who will protect the cultural, religious, and all other sides of the people, and it will give the true hand of friendship towards Georgia and toward Georgians. At the same time, they are playing the card of the occupied territory, so they are speaking that only Russia can solve those conflict, and only by staying with Russia it is possible to do so. We see today that they are also trying in different parts of their neighborhood to distribute again the Russian passports, to use them in the same manner. But with regard to the main question, you know that the problems which culminated in 2008 have their beginning in the early 90s of the last century. So Russia, while falling apart, the Soviet Union, we received the several civil wars, which were also artificially provoked by the Russian Federation, since the whole those autonomous republics were also artificially installed during the Soviet Union, just in case to play them well after the fall and to use them. So they did their job. The people living now on those parts of Georgia, they have either Russian passports or they have their Abkhaz passports, which are not recognized anywhere. We proposed several years ago the status neutral document, SNTD, so-called, which was our compromise. To allow them to benefit from all everything what Georgia is receiving from the European Union, but those passports will not well received on those parts. We have good practice in case of Moldova. After the visa waiver for Moldova, more than one third of the Transnistrian population applied for the Moldovan passport. So we think that the same will happen in Georgia's case, and as soon as we will receive visa liberalization, the Georgian passports will become more and more attractive. So even today we have the high interest in the Georgian passports, but because of the threat from the occupational regimes in Abkhazia and South Ossetia, people are very much afraid to do so. At the same time, I'll briefly inform you what we are doing with the residents of those territories. We are cooperating in many directions, like education, health, and so on, but we are doing this very discreetly, without publicity, in order to not bring problems to them. So they are becoming the health services on the rest of the part of Georgia. They are also very interesting to have further education, to receive education also in Georgia, but this will need some time. Just briefly to inform you that we have introduced, in addition to the Geneva International Format, where we speak directly with Russia, together with our European partners and organizations, we have introduced the second bilateral format, also so-called Abashidze-Karasin format. The Georgian diplomat Abashidze has been appointed a special representative of the Prime Minister of Georgia, and he is consulting with the Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia, Karasin. But this format deals with only economic issues, energy issues, and humanitarian issues, and has nothing to do with security and political dimension, which is covered by the Geneva International Format. So, nevertheless, Russia is trying to downplay the Geneva Format, and they coincided also the signature of the so-called agreement with South Ossetia, Tsikhinvali region on integration and alliance and integration with the same day when the Geneva Format was held on 17th and 18th of March. So they are doing these cynical moves in order to discredit the whole Geneva Format and to cancel it. But from our point of view, the Geneva Format will remain the main format of our discussions, because we will not stay with Russians alone. We will have the international organizations together with us, and also our partners, who will be all the time around the table and see how situation proceeds. So we had already 31 rounds of consultations, unfortunately without much progress, but even the fact that such kind of consultations are taking place is positive, and we consider that they should continue. At the same time, we're not against the Abashidze-Karasin format. It should continue at the same as well, and bring also good results, if any. Just to briefly reply, I would like to express our gratitude for this assessment that we are indeed fighting right now, fighting for our future and for the future of our children. But at the same time, what we are doing for the visa liberalization action plan, this is my main message, is done not because of the visa liberalization, but because of the development of our country. This process was started before VLAP and will continue after the VLAP is finalized positively or negatively. We will continue reforming our country, and we will continue our approximation towards Europe and towards the European standards as far as possible, and reach out as far as possible. A few weeks ago, we hosted in Georgia our Moldovan and Ukrainian friends on the level of the deputy foreign ministers, and we elaborated the so-called common vision for the Riga summit. As you know, the ENP review is underway and in a process, and I think this document will largely help our European friends to understand what these countries feel and what they are really expecting from them, from us, from the Associated States. And I think we have really advanced, and we would highly appreciate if more for more principle will be applied and greater differentiation will be granted among the Eastern neighborhood policy. But as to the VLAP, we of course think that Georgia should be considered separately, because Georgia is really in front of any other aspirant country. I would say we have done really great job, and a lot has been achieved in this process. Thank you very much for your positive stance, and we highly value this. I wanted to move. What kind of problems do we face? We received this question today at the same time as well, and I would like to underline the main problem what we see with regard to the visa liberalization action plan is to turn the threat to turn the visa liberalization from the technical issue into the political issue. This will be really not good, not right, because it was offered to us as a purely technical tool, and we did everything to finalize this as a technical tool to achieve all the benchmarks. Now, if there would be any attempt to apply to it some political sense, then it will really will make no sense from our point of view. There are I would not call them as hesitant countries, but there are countries who think that we should take slowly the whole approximation. We visited already 5 capitals, beginning from Brussels. We were speaking with them bilaterally. It was very important. We went to Berlin, to Paris, to Hague, to Athens on Friday, and we agree upon that the first step will be the successful fulfillment of the benchmarks of the second phase, and afterwards the political assistance will come. I don't want to identify someone as absolutely restrained or absolutely not in favor of Georgia's visa liberalization, but there are different opinions, and in this process we very much count on your support, and we very much count on your assistance, because alone Georgia will not manage it, and this will be crucial also from your side to somehow help us to overcome this kind of attitude, which unfortunately remains. The fact itself that the Intergovernmental Task Force is visiting different capitals, and we are moving, coming forward to answer all the questions, all the remaining issues or inquiries, or any kind of issues which could not be covered from the assessment missions, then proves everything. So that we are ready to most possible cooperation with European Union.
If I understood you well, the Russians are providing the minorities with the national minorities with passport, with Russian passports. But which are those minorities? They are not all Russians, I imagine. What are the main ethnic groups in Georgia?
As you know, quite important, amount of the Armenian ethnic Georgian citizens and Azeri citizens on the regions adjacent to our borders with those respective countries, and they are mainly Russian speaking. But this process continues. We are engaging them as much as possible in all the processes. There were several initiatives in the educational sphere, for example, to allow them to enter the university the first year in the Russian language, and then to study the Georgian, and to move on in the state language. So there are many minorities. We don't have Russians living in Georgia. No, I mean, a huge minority of Russian minorities is not present. Not so much. Both together would be 15%. But at the same time, we have the Greek population. We have the Jewish population. Also, I mean, Georgia is multi-ethnic country, really, and always used to be. And we are proud, because this is this is the diversity of our culture at the same time. And we are very much proud.
Well, I'd like to say a few things just about our own experience. You know that we joined the European Union in 85. It was a very different historical period. We were at the time joining a very small European Union, a very rich one. We got very important assistance, access to structural funds, which were decisive to overcome the historical delay of a country like ours that was since 1926 till 1974 under a fascist regime. So you were economically very underdeveloped and economically dependent on the old habits of a seaborne empire. And our European choice was taken at that period, and we joined the Union in a time of prosperity and generosity. You were not as lucky as we were, and the Spanish. During the 90s, there was a huge movement of expansion in the European Union. Just before, we had a period in which we all believed in the common currency, in a common foreign policy, in a common seat in the United Nations, in a common army, and the importance of European soft power and the superiority of the European social model. And we were really rising with lots of hope. And then suddenly everything froze. And now you are dealing with a very different entity. We are ourselves in a deep crisis. With lots of doubts about the membership of some of the most important countries that are now going through process of reconsidering their membership of the Union. We have a few countries under very cruel, from the social and economic point of view, adjustment processes. And there is a notion of that enlargement worked against further integration on a political sense. So you are not joining the same European reality that we joined in 85. And the things will be tougher for you. Hmm? It's very important that you understand the complexities of the European situation and its own internal contradictions. The thing is, we managed to stabilize our democracy with the help of the European Union, and we didn't have working against us a foreign power trying to destabilize our own path towards democracy and prosperity. So I think I can speak in the name of all of my colleagues that you have our solidarity, because we didn't have a very easy history. Not that these things can be compared easily, but Europe was decisive nonetheless for us. So you have our solidarity and our highest interest, and we hope this visa issue is solved as soon as possible in your interest and in our common interest. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.